Welcome to Warrior Basketball. Hold on to your seats, folks. The action's about to begin. Good evening, Warrior fans, wherever you are, and welcome to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark doing a... I don't know if I'm going to have Ron or not. Maybe I'll have Ron. We'll see. During the girls' game here, Janelle's doing clock. We got Sandham Christian in town, folks, and it is going to be a packed house and rocking as the girls are 1-2 in league, and the boys are 2-3 in league. So these are actually games that matter when it comes to state rankings, potential playoff matchups, district matchups, everything else. We'll talk more about the boys' game later, but the girls' game matches up the 4 and 5 teams in the state. Amity number 4 and the Eagles of Sandham Christian number 5. Amity comes into this 18-3 overall, 10-0 in league. Sandham Christian 19-4, 9-1 in league. Warriors beat the Eagles down at Sandham Christian by a score of 44-35 back on the 19th of January. And that was quite the game. Mainly because the Warriors absolutely dominated for the first, oh, we'll say 13 minutes of the game. And then the last 3 minutes of the second quarter were absolutely terrible. The Warriors played the worst possible basketball they could have played. Both ends of the floor went south. And then they came out in the, and that went on the third quarter as well. There was an 11 minute stretch there or so that was just abysmal. And then, start of the fourth quarter, the girls found their game again, got their hoop mojo going, and blew them out on a 19-2 run to start the fourth quarter, put that game away. Just absolutely dominated on both ends of the floor. Girls have been playing really well on the offensive end lately, and so we expect that shooting to continue. Sandham Christian has basically three solid players, three good players. You got the Yost girl, number 23, Taylor Yost, a 5'11 senior. Maddie Fields, number 15, a 5'11 senior. And then I think it is, I'm trying to remember, they've got one girl who's a shooter. I think it might be... the Vincent girl. Yeah, one girl who can shoot a little bit, and that's really it for this team. Everybody else just kind of filling in a spot on the floor. They're not deep, and if you can take Yost and Fields out of the game, they have no ability really to generate any offense at all. Yost, they use her primary ball handler, but when that's not working, they'll have somebody else handle the ball and kind of run her some high post or some wing. The Fields girl is the only one that really hurt us down there. She had about 16 points or something in that game. Most of them in that 11-minute stretch where the Warriors were terrible. Fields carried them during that stretch for the Eagles. We have stopped the clock here with 5 minutes of warm-up left. The teams are going to leave the court. It is senior night here in Amity, and so we'll have the girls' senior night introductions and announcements and recognition with their parents. Welcome back to Amity Warrior Basketball. Jeff Clark here from Amity High School, where the Warriors are taking on the Sandham Christian Eagles. Warrior girls come into this ranked number 4 in the state. There's 45 3A teams. The only teams above them are Corbett, Banks, both of whom have beaten the Warriors this year, albeit quite a bit earlier in the season. And then number 3 is Sutherland, a team that the Warriors have played twice and beat twice. So sometimes you wonder how teams end up where they do. The only thing really hurting the Warriors, quite honestly, is that they were, they lost to Jervis at home. And they lost by 1 point. Had the Warriors won that game, I think they'd be ranked number 3 in the state. That's been the only one that's really hurt them. So, alright, we are just about ready for starting lineups here. Sandy M. Christian has three losses besides their loss to the Warriors in league. They lost to Pleasant Hill. Looking back on this, they lost to Pleasant Hill by 14. They lost to Sutherland by 15. And they lost to Banks by 7. That loss to Banks is not a bad loss. Banks is a really good team. Banks came in and beat the Warriors by 15. So it's time for the national anthem, so we'll let you listen in and join as Megan Scharf sings the national anthem at her last home game. All right, starting lineups for tonight's game. Background you hear are Pep Band, conducted by Casey Oyua. There are Ron wants these here. Get him his headset here. Pep Band, conducted by Casey Oyua, a new band teacher here at Amity High School. And middle school, and he's got about, I don't know, 18 kids over there doing pep band. Sounds absolutely fantastic.
Ella Carpenter. Daniela Mario. Mike Daniela.
Cheerleaders being introduced. Starting lineup for Sandy M. Christian will be number 11, Mia Fulbright, 5'11 junior. Number 12, Taylor Vincent, a 5'7 junior. Number 13, Maddie Scariano, a 6-foot senior. 15 is Maddie Fields, a 5'11 senior. And 23, Taylor Yost, a 5'11 senior. For the Warriors, it'll be Maya Harsma, Sarah Lynn Grove, and the three seniors, Kylie Kendall, Ellie McMullen, and Megan Sharp.
And the senior, number 23,
of course, the key to Sandy M. Christian is really Yo. She is their best player, can handle the ball, can shoot the three, great passer. Warriors were able to stifle her really well at Sandy M. Christian. It was Fields that stepped up and hurt the Warriors. She is their number two option, and she can do some damage on the floor, especially taking the ball to the hoop. Warriors being introduced now. Like I said, great crowd on hand. There is not going to be an empty seat in this house tonight, folks.
A 5-4 sophomore, number 11, Maya Harsma.
Maya Harsma being introduced.
Number 13,
sophomore. Sarah Lynn Grove, also a sophomore. Senior Kylie Kendall.
Number 23,
senior Ellie McMullen. And senior Megan Sharp.
Wonder how long he'll stick with that lineup before he has to get the freshman in.
Yeah, I don't know. The good news is it's not a horrible lineup.
No, I know that.
Unlike sometimes when you start your seniors, you're like, one minute.
Don't let it get out of control.
Keep an eye on the scoreboard, coach.
Yeah.
But let's just say the bench will be the best bench in the state tonight.
Yeah.
it'll probably
the league leading scorer.
Yeah, listen. But our leading scorer, listen, McMullen. Yeah. The league leading scorer is down there in Jefferson, I think.
Yeah, and then
that girl. But yeah.
League's leading stealer.
For sure on that one. All right, we're ready to go. Fields wins the tap, chased down by Yost in the backcourt. Yost brings it up, 1-3-1 for the Warriors. They trap her, goes cross-court.
They got it.
And finds Fields on the weak side. A great pass from Yost to Fields, and she draws the foul on Grove right off the bat. It's Maddie Fields with the first basket of the game. Kind of how it started down there, too. They got that first quick basket, and then the Warriors went on a run. Fields at the line. Gets the foul shot to drop in. It's 3-0. Sandy M. Christian right away. They're going to come out with a 1-2-2 trap to the middle. It's Warriors with it. Harsma fouled. No call. She gets pinched on. They get the steal. Yost has it in the front court. Vincent swings in the corner. Field saves it back to Yost, barely right in front of the band there. Vincent, Yost play catch out top. Fulbright on the right wing. Back out to Yost. Yost steps into the three-point line, drives, kicks it back out to Vincent. Vincent, Yost on the side, down low to Fields. In the middle, Scariano misses that one, and Grove with the rebound. Grove pushes the ball up herself, gets it to Kendall, back to Grove. She'll take a three, looks good, just off the rim, and Fields with the rebound. Pace of this game, pretty fast so far, Ron. Vincent up the right side, throws it to Fulbright, out of bounds! Good pressure, bud.
We want the pace fast.
We do. Well, and it's gonna get faster.
They don't have ball handlers.
If they think it's fast now, it's gonna get faster when the bench comes in. Grove with it, looking to break the pressure. Harzma back to Grove. Gotta get it across here, swings it over to Kendall. Middle to Scharf, just at about nine maybe. Back over to Kendall in the right corner. It's McMullen to Kendall on top, Harzma. Harzma to McMullen. Could have taken that three, didn't. They're trying to work something else. Harzma on the left wing. Picks her dribble up. Down low to Scharf. Scharf didn't know how open she was. Then she found it. She found it. She scores! It worked out even better, Ron. She wouldn't have got fouled if she had shot right away.
There wasn't anybody within 3 feet of her.
She caught that ball in the low post. There was nobody guarding her. She didn't know that. She turned, realized, hey, there's nobody guarding me. Took a drive with the left hand. And then ties it up with a free throw. That was pretty funny. But that delay is what drew the foul, too. They throw it down low. It's Fulbright underneath. Lays it up. Misses that one. Rebound. Grove again. She's got a couple already. Ahead to McMullen on the sideline. Ellie with it. Head fake. Drives baseline. Pulls up from eight. Buries it. Oh, I love that little head fake. Ellie McMullen. That's the first time we've seen that kind of an aggressive movement. McMullen with a steal. McMullen pushes hard into Vincent. Steps through. Banks. No good. Rebound Yost. Yost pushing hard the other way up the middle floor. High dribble. Might have traveled. Jumps into Grove and misses the shot. Gets it back. Puts it up and in. Boy, I thought she carried that ball with that high dribble. They get a steal on the inbound. Yost pulls up, takes the jumper, misses that one. Harzma tips. Harzma chases. Yost ends up with it in the corner. Good hustle. Jed says, hey, it might be time to get some subs in here. Here they come.
Yeah.
Some reinforcements on the ball handling here. Yost swings it to Vincent. Fields takes the jumper along the baseline. No good. Over the back on Fulbright. No call. And it's Warriors ball. She tips it away. Harzma had great position there, Ron. Into the game, Eliza Nyes. She gets Harzma out. Is Harzma not feeling good?
Yeah.
That's got to be what it is. She must be struggling. She has asthma pretty bad, and sometimes it kicks up. We don't know if that's what it is or not. There's a pass ahead. Eliza gets it back on the give and go. Takes it right to the basket and scores! Eliza Nisley brings that little burst into the game. 7-5 Warriors. 3 minutes gone here in the first quarter. They've got a sub of their own. Nybuehler in, a senior. She gets it to Yost. She drives. Lays it up. Misses. Fulbright gets it back. Lays it up and in. No box out over there. Fulbright gets the basket. She's got her first basket. Warriors break the press. Again, it's Eliza attacking. Wraps it to Scharf. Lays it up and in. Eliza Nisley just destroying their pressure, Ron. Absolutely destroying it with her speed. Yost, top of the key. Gets it over to Nybuehler. Nybuehler back to Yost on top. Warriors up two. Nybuehler on the wing to Fulbright. They trap her. Nybuehler skips it over to Yost. She'll take a three from the left wing. Looks good. No. Off. Inside. Scariano puts it up in and fouled. Oh, that's a backbreaker right there. You get the missed three, but the rebound came right down off the rim. And she just nicked the side of the rim. Scariano ties it up. She'll go to the line to shoot one.
They can't have the ball. They didn't have somebody in the lane.
Subs are coming in.
Freshman.
Grove out. She's got two fouls. And Kendall out. So into the game now, both Nisleys, both McMullins, and Scharf. So it'll be a first-name basis here, folks. At the line, Scariano hits the foul shot. This is a good foul shooting team.
Yeah, I remember down there at their place.
Yeah, the two out of two so far. McMullen or Alyssa hooks it. They get it down. Ellie, the pass stolen. They pass ahead to Fields. Fields transitioning, finds Nybuehler. She misses. Rebound over the back and up and in by Fields. She just went right over the top of one of the Nisley girls. Fields has five. Ball knocked out of bounds. Warriors ball on the sideline. 12-9, Santa Am Christian. Great atmosphere here. And I'm going to tell you, Ron, I talked with Jed before the game. I said, are you doing anything different? He goes, not a thing. He says, we're not showing them anything different than what they've seen us do all year. And if we win, we win. If we don't, we don't. This game's not that critical. We want to win, but we're not going to do it. Not going to take any extra measures to win. 2-3 zone for Santa Am Christian. McMullen, or 80, swings it to Alyssa.
Oh my.
To Ellie in the left corner. Down low, Scharf fouled from behind by Scariano.
That's a good foul. We want her to get a couple.
And I think they're going to get Scharf out.
First foul for Maddie Scariano. Checking for the Warriors, number 11.
Nope, Ellie's getting a break.
4 minutes.
Yep, four and a half. Good minutes for her. So, Harzma into the game along with Alyssa McMullen, both Nisleys and Scharf. Harzma to inbound, left corner, McMullen on top to 80. 80 swings it over to Elias on the left angle, back to 80. Over to Harzma, 80, back to Eliza, looking down, nothing there. Now skips it to Harzma on the backside, attacks and then backs up. Over to Eliza, out on top. Swings it, ball tipped away by Fulbright.
A little too predictable.
Yeah, you need a ball fake or two in there.
It's the second time we played them, and I'm sure they practiced. They practiced against the 1-3-1, and they worked hard at jumping that pass.
Well, it's why you need a ball fake every once in a while. You give them that ball fake, and then the defense commits before the ball is passed, and you have some options.
Yeah, if they jump out on that, you can get a good back door, even on a zone.
Absolutely. Hear the pep band in the background. 3:12 left to go first quarter. It's 12-9 Santa Am Christian. And they have gotten away with being very
physical
on the rebounds.
Yeah, they've gotten 5 points and 5 points on rebound baskets.
So we're getting inside position. The girls need to jump.
Well, or block out better.
Yeah. But you got to get off the ground when the girls got 6 inches of reach on you.
Yeah.
Because they're not calling it, so you have to adjust how you play a little bit. Same five for the Warriors. Alyssa inbounds to Harzma. Harzma back to Alyssa on the left wing. Looking for the cutter. 80 in the corner. Fulbright knocked it away again.
Can't.
Yep. And they're telegraphing that pass a little bit. This is good for the Warriors because nobody's really been able to do this to them. Not since Banks anyway.
Are we saying not as well coached as these guys are?
Yeah. In the corner, McMullen tried. Oh my goodness, just shoved 80 to the ground. Yost going the other way. She had the steal, but then she shoved off to get going. Should have been a foul. Ugh. Nybuehler swings a pass down on the baseline. Mid-range jumper by Dienchek into the game. The freshman makes it 14-9.
We were down there.
Yeah, 80 with the ball. Ball tipped out of bounds. Yeah, they're jumping the passing lanes left and right here. 2:38 left to go in the quarter. 80 in the corner to Alyssa. Swing it on top. 80 tries to go into the corner. McMullen out to Eliza for three. No good. Long rebound. Pulled down by Fulbright. Fulbright to Yost. Yost swings it ahead up the sideline to Fields. Tries to drive. Cut off. Reverses it. Nybuehler down low. It's Jenchek. They trap her. And she traveled. There's some defense by the Nisley girls right there. They trapped. Jenchek, a freshman. I'm sure she's going to be a good one, Ron.
Yeah.
She's about 5'9", 5'10", something like that. Athletic girl.
Boom.
McMullen with it on top. 80. Swings it back over. Harzma down in the right corner for three. It's tipped. Loose ball. McMullen shot the three, but somebody, I think Yost got a hand on it. Fields ahead to Yost. Tries to go baseline. Cut off there. Back out. Fields tries to drive. Loses it off her foot out of bounds. Good defense by Harzma. Fields tried to go before she had the ball.
Maya's got to look for a shot. She passed up two shots already.
Only have to hit one to change that defense.
Yep.
2-3 zone. McMullen.
If it's only Alyssa looking,
yep,
it's not good.
Well, Eliza shot the last one. Eliza fakes this one, starts to drive, hooks a pass over to McMullen. Kind of wild there. I think somebody affected that, maybe hit her arm. Eliza with it.
Stops the dribble.
Finds 80 on the cut, lays it up and in. 80 saw Eliza was in trouble. She cut along the baseline and a great pass from Eliza. 14-11. Warriors down. There's a steal by 80. It's knocked away. Ball's loose.
Oh, no way. No way.
I think they got it on Black. Oh, no, it's on 80. Oh, my goodness. That's terrible.
That's a bad call.
That's terrible.
Well, it's a loose ball. Let it go. You didn't have to call the foul. They were all three going for the ball. You did not have to call that.
There was plenty of contact both ways. That ball was loose.
No advantage.
Yost hooks it to Fields. Drives baseline. Reaching foul. That was got beat to the baseline. You can't get beat to the baseline. That's going to be on Eliza, her first. Fourth team foul on the Warriors. 14-11 Warriors, 106 left, or Eagles on top by three. 106 left to go first quarter. Yost fakes the three on the wing. High post, Fulbright with it, swings it. They get Fields down low, knocked away by Scharf, trying to find the cutter, Fulbright. Eliza pushes up the right side.
There it is.
McMullen for three. Oh, she just missed it. Ball tip, 80 gets the rebound. Back out to Scharf. On top, McMullen. That one looked good. 45 seconds, first quarter. McMullen with it. 2-3 zone. She could just step in and shoot that.
Nobody's picking her up.
There. 80 along, or Eliza along the baseline traveled. Got in the air, was going to make a pass, but nobody had cut. I think she thought 80 was going to cut or Megan was going to drop down. One of the two. 37 seconds left to go, first quarter. Warriors down three. Yost. Works left, throws it to Fields in the left corner. Now the high post popping up. Jenchek gives it to Nybuehler, tries to drive. Ball knocked away, gets it back. Knocked away again, out of bounds off of 80. Great defense by Nisley and McMullen there. This feels like a playoff game, Ron, and it's not.
Nice.
It's not at all. But these teams want to beat each other.
Yeah.
They find Fields on the cut, bumped by Scharf, and a travel.
Oh, he took a foul.
No, and he overrode it, the travel. It was a foul, Ron, but they called the travel. The travel was really after the foul. Scharf gave her a pretty good bump there.
Yeah.
They've let a lot go. In the corner, McMullen with it. 15 seconds, first quarter. Now down to 12. On top, Nisley. Yost can't save it. She knocked it away. Couldn't get to it. 8.6 seconds, first quarter. Warriors not taking very good care. Santiam Christian aggressively jumping those passing lanes. Eliza with it. Starts to drive, hooks it to 80.
That's a foul.
Wants to drive. Can't get the shot off and throws it away.
On the drive, she just reached out and hooked her.
Boy, they're letting a lot of contact go. And the officials are coming together to talk. I think they've got to get this game under control a little bit. It's getting really physical out there. 14-11 in favor of the Eagles after one quarter. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Start of the second quarter here from Amity High School. The Amity Warrior girls trailing Santiam Christian Eagles 14-11 after one quarter. Four fouls on the Warriors, just two on Santiam Christian, and hopefully the officials talked about some of that physicality. Ellie back in the game along with Alyssa, Kendall, Eliza Nisley, and Harzma. Alyssa with it. Missed Eliza down low. Out to Ellie for three.
Maybe.
No good. Harzma tips it. Can't hang on to it. Boy, they've been handsy and done a good job. And then Eliza gets a reach in from behind.
I don't know. He's got to stick with her for a while.
7:41 left to go. Second quarter. 80's coming back in. I think she's going to get Eliza out. She's got two fouls now. 80 just has one. Yost. Down in the corner, Jenchek. They rotate it back to Yost for three. That's not good. It is. I mean, the shot's good, but it's not good to let her have open threes. 17-11 in favor of Santiam Christian. Eliza. Skip it over to Alyssa. Alyssa finds Eliza down on the block. Puts it to a backdoor cut by Harzma for the basket.
Wow.
What a look by Eliza. So comfortable passing the ball with her back to the basket. Yost. They swing it. Baseline Fields.
Uh-oh.
Back up top. Knocked away by McMullen. But chased down by Nybuehler. Hooks it out. Ellie with a steal. Ellie going the other way. Attacking Yost. Head fake. Up into her. Blocked out of bounds.
Okay.
Ellie just doesn't have the lift.
No. It's her left leg, too.
That's 80 in. Eliza out. Warriors down four with the ball on the baseline. Left side of the key. Ellie will inbound. looking to get in the corner, does to Kendall, back out to Nisley, 80 in the corner. McMullen back to 80 for three. Looks good. No, a little strong. Warriors can't find the range yet from three-point land. Going the other way, it's Fields. They trap her. That's a good thing. They get in the high post, kick it back down to Yenchek along the baseline, buries it. That girl can shoot.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, her brother's their best three-point shooter on the boys' team. 19-13, six-point game.
Got a pretty slow rotation on that 1-3-1 on the bottom.
Alyssa playing catch. Now she'll take the three. Buries it. There we go. Alyssa McMullen drains the three. Her first basket and the first three-pointer of the game for the Warriors. It's 19-16. Up the right side, it's Roth. Gets it back to Yost. Picks up her dribble. Down low, Yenchek on the baseline. She's hit two of those, misses that one. McMullen with the rebound. Elliot, good job. Harzma walks it up with 6 minutes to go in the first half. Harzma, 2-3 zone still. Over to 80. Down low. From the high post, out to Harzma on top. Now over to Alyssa in the left corner to Ellie. Low post, Kendall out on top. Harzma for three. Be there. Yes! Yes! That's what we want to see. Maya Harzma nails the three. We've got a tie game at 19. 5.5 to go. Long pass ahead to Fulbright, and 80's going to pick up her second, reaching in from behind.
Don't have to steal the ball. It's too early to go for that.
Got to use those fouls judiciously. So now you got to get somebody back in.
Might be Sharp.
Yeah. Sharp or Wilson?
I don't think Wilson's got much.
There's a missed shot inside. Good defense there by Kendall. McMullen pushes up the left side, puts her brakes on. Out on top to Harzma. Over to Ellie. Left corner, be there. No, way too strong. Fields with the board. Transition back the other way. Yost with it. Throws it ahead to Fields on the wing. Drives baseline. Jumps into 80. Good defense by Nisley. Rebound Warriors. Alyssa with it. Thought about that three, didn't she? Gets it back. She'll take this one from the right wing. Be there. It's there! Alyssa McMullen drains another three. It's 22-19 Warriors, Ron. And this is a 9-0 run for Amity. They lob down in the middle. Fulbright rumbles to the basket, scores and fouled, and that's going to be 80's third. Didn't deny that pass inside. They let her catch it.
They have a moving screen on that low person, and that's what Jen's talking about.
Fulbright with her second basket. Oh, that'll get Grove in with her two fouls. Warriors got some foul trouble here, Ron. Third on 80. Eliza's got two. Grove's got two. She's been sitting for a quarter. Timeout on
the
floor.
That seventh foul? The seventh foul for us. Yeah, I know. I'm just telling.
17th foul? It is. So they'll be shooting 1-1 the next 4:45. Just two fouls on St. Am Christian, and they've been very physical in this game. 22-21. 30-second timeout was taken. So Grove into the game. She'll be in there with both McMullens, Kendall, and Harzma. So both Nisley's with some foul trouble. Grove's got to be careful. She's got to stay out of foul trouble. She's got two. You put her up on top, don't you?
Yeah, you got to get her out from underneath.
Yeah. Underneath is where almost all the fouls have happened.
Because their length is inside, and that's what's killing us, really.
Well, they're getting in front of us. Ellie thinks about the three from the corner. Out to Alyssa. Back to Ellie. Now she'll take the three from the corner. Little strong. Long rebound. Tipped ahead. And Alyssa gets it. Gets run into by Roth, but no call. Man, you got to fall down basically to get a call out here right now. Harzma, McMullen, Ellie skips it over to Alyssa. Down in the corner, Kendall. Back out to Alyssa on the right angle. Kendall on the corner. High post, Grove. Kicks it to Harzma. Great ball movement here. Skip it out to Kendall. She'll take a three right side. Little strong. Rattled around and came out just about an inch too long. Going the other way. They throw down quickly. They're attacking quickly. Roth misses, but Fulbright gets the air ball rebound out to Fields. Pump fake. Goes left. Gets all the way along the baseline. Lays it up. No good. Kendall with a rebound. Wow. Fields always goes baseline, folks. You gotta take away the baseline. Alyssa. They double her. Gets it to Ellie. Ellie down low. Kendall back out to Alyssa. Skips it over to Harzma on the left wing. Back out to Alyssa on top. It's a 1-2-2 now, Ron. Down low, Grove fouled, scores, no call. My goodness. Just running into her and no call. Grove with her first basket. Warriors up three, 24-21. Yost drives, gets in deep, lays it up, misses. Rebound, Grove. Wow, she just kind of wove through traffic. We have so many fouls out there, nobody wants to reach in.
Yeah, yeah. Or put their
or
body.
Or move their feet. They're just sprayed.
Get their body in front.
They find Grove in the mid post, skips it over to Alyssa. McMullen on the right angle, extended. Picks up her dribble. Gets it out to Harzma, the release pressure there.
She's got to step in.
Grove, that was not a good pass. It's stolen away by Yost. Forced that one. That was a mistake by Alyssa. Yost leaves it for Yenchek, gets it back. Ball fake. Fulbright rolling to the hoop, misses.
Over the back, my goodness gracious.
Kendall out.
Fields
sharp in. And she's out now. Scariano into the game.
They're getting a little tired. The pace of the game. And they've been stuck on 21 for a while.
They have. 24-21 Warriors. 2:30 to go, first half.
Threw it out of bounds.
Sharp inbound, thought Harzma was popping out. She didn't get there soon enough. Unforced turnover there by the Warriors. 24-21 in favor of Amity. In spite of the foul differential, which is ridiculous for as physical as St. Ann Christian is playing. Kendall going to go right back in here. I'm not sure for whom. High post. Go out to Ellie in the corner. Knocked away from her. Gets it back. No, lost it out of bounds. Slapped by Niebuhler there.
A lot of hand checking. A lot of hand checking, not called.
Well, this is the way it's going to be in the playoffs in state, Ron.
Oh,
so it's good for
physical.
Our girls to play this way. They've got to get used to it. We don't play a particularly physical brand. There's a steal. Grove knocks it away. Harzma gets it. Took it away from Yost. Good deal. That was dangerous, though, for Grove with her two fouls. Not really playing within herself there. High post, knocked away again. We're trying to force it in there. This time stolen by Scariano. Poked away by Fulbright. Got to get back on defense. They've got weak side. They don't see it, and they lose it out of bounds on the sideline. My goodness, they had two black jerseys all by themselves on the right side of the floor. Nobody had their eyes up.
Here comes another weak. If you can get them into a fast-paced game and not where they set up.
1-2-2? No, man-to-man defense now for St. Anne Christian. Yep, they just figured it out. Yost didn't know.
13 does not guard anybody.
In the corner, Kendall for three. No good. Ah, it'd be nice to see that drop. She's missed a couple. Minute and a half to go. Long pass ahead. Yenchek fouled by McMullen. Alyssa type. Again, they're leaking out. We're not getting back quick enough on defense. That's happened a number of times where they've been able to push the ball ahead. Fields going to come back in for the Eagles. But I think she's going to go for Yenchek, who's shooting. Yenchek airballs the first one. That's weird, because she's a pretty good shooter. Nope, Fields in, going to get Fulbright out. Fun game to watch, folks. Hope you're enjoying listening to it.
Airball.
Second one, missed that one, and she crossed the line trying to follow it. She knew. She knew she left it short. 24-21, Warriors escape. That was their eighth foul, though. My goodness.
Eight against two.
Yeah. Harzma walks it up.
Two teams playing basically the same kind of game. I mean, a lot of them.
That'll give Jed something to chew on the officials about a little bit here headed into halftime. It's not like St. Anne Christian's not physical. In the corner, Grove with it. Jed not happy because, there's a steal out on top. Vincent going the other way. Bounce pass laid up and in by Yost. Warriors were not running what Jed wanted from the sideline. He was getting really irritated with it.
Yeah.
24-23, Warriors by one. Harzma drives, bounce pass, Kendall in the corner, back out to Alyssa on the angle. Alyssa to Kendall in the corner, finding Harzma popping out top.
We could hold for one, really. Yeah.
And Jed wants a timeout, 40 seconds to go.
There's no push, we're ahead by one. We're a little bit tired.
We are tired. I think that's what he's seeing out there too. We're not executing on the offensive end very well right now because of that fatigue.
This is the ball game that Kylie Wilson played really well in, remember?
In the fourth quarter, right, she did.
I think she's got two quarters, so they can come back with her second half.
All right, we'll take a quick break. Full time out. This is Warrior Basketball, KOIC. Warriors basketball here, 40.4 seconds to go in the second quarter. Warriors with a one-point lead, 24-23. They get it into Harzma, barely. Good defense by Vincent. Harzma drives, gets it to Kendall, back to Harzma.
Boy,
pushed. Oh, my goodness. Yost with a shove in the back. And Harzma throws it off of Yost and out of bounds. So much shoving going on. No calls whatsoever. My goodness.
It's,
gotta play through it.
Can't blame one ref. They're all three, all three looking at the
same. Get it into Grove, out to McMullen, bobbles it, swings it to Kendall on top with 21 to go. Harzma starts to drive, cut off by Vincent, back out to Kendall.
Here we go.
Kendall, McMullen, high post, knocked away, no reach in foul called, swing it to McMullen, takes a three, no good. Grove inside, or, Kendall outside for three, no good. Rebound put back by McMullen, no good. Final, after two quarters anyway. Warriors with a 24-23 lead. Had a couple of nice looks there to extend their lead and couldn't get anything to drop. Halftime here from Amity High School, where the Warriors have a 24-23 lead over the Santiam Christian Eagles. Alyssa McMullen with six, Harzma with five, Eliza Nisley with four, Megan Sharp has three, two each for Ellie, Sarah Lynn Grove, and Adie Nisley. For Santiam Christian, Taylor Yost with seven, five for Maddie Fields, four for Yenchek, three for Scariano, four for Fulbright. We'll take a break for a couple of minutes, come back with some thoughts here at halftime about what the Warriors need to do moving forward in the third quarter. This is KLYC McMinnville. Halftime here from Amity High School. 24-23, Warrior Girls on top of Santiam Christian in a great battle between the four and five teams in the state. Real discrepancy in this game is Santiam Christian not being called for their physical play. Just two fouls in the first half, eight on the Warriors. And that led to five free throws for Santiam Christian, just one for the Warriors. But more importantly, a lot of the fouls that weren't called led to turnovers. Warriors are going to have to play more physical, play through the physicality of the Eagles. The Eagles are a more experienced team. They've got a lot of seniors out there. They're bigger. They're more physically built, and they are using that to their advantage in this game because it's the touch stuff's not being called. And that's, you know, that's the way it's going to go as we head into the state tournament. It's going to be more physical, and these young girls have got to learn how to play through that physicality without picking up their own fouls. The problem is, you know, a lot of our girls are pretty slight of build, 5'5 or shorter, and have a hard time holding their ground against the aggressiveness. So there's some technique things that need to be worked on with them. And you've got to beat them to the spot, hold your ground, and not reach. Now, the reaching is what gets them into trouble. In the first half, Adie Nisley had three fouls. Eliza had two. Sarah Lynn Grove had two fouls. And I know that's seven of our fouls right there. I'm trying to think who had the other foul. I think Alyssa McMullen had a foul. That was eight. We might have had nine fouls in that first half. But too many, that's for sure. Warriors have to do a better job of cleaning that up. Offensively, Warriors really not shooting the ball all that well. Harzma hit a three. McMullen's hit a pair of threes. But a lot of missed opportunities that normally I think we would capitalize on a little bit better. And still kind of waiting for Ellie to recapture her three-point groove. It'll come. She's just got to keep working on that. And getting her rhythm, I think, is the biggest thing. I think when you watch her shoot and practice, everything looks good. There's practice rhythm, there's game rhythm, right? You have to get to that point in a game where everything is comfortable. So, Tim giving the starter for the second half. I can't hear him, though. Warriors have some work to do. Even though they have a one-point lead, they've got to stay out of foul trouble, and they've got to do a better job of defending the ball going into the mid to low post. They were able to get way too many entry passes, putting our girls at a disadvantage in that low post. Where Santiam Christian has the advantage is they have a height advantage that is really substantial. I mean, we list Sarah Lynn at 5'10". She's 5'9". They've got 6 foot, 5'11", 5'11", 5'10", 5'10". I mean, they have some serious size out there, and good length. not just height, but they've got, you know, good reach, good standing reach, and they've got athletic girls, and they're doing a good job of using that. And Casey OU, I'm loving it. He's got the pep band rocking, got the student section, the cheerleaders going. Great atmosphere in Amity High School. It just doesn't get much better, folks, on a Friday night. People that live in a city just don't know what they're missing, I'm telling you. Got about a minute and 10 left to go. We'll take a quick break and be right back with the start of the third quarter. Welcome back, Warrior fans. Start of the third quarter here. Santiam Christian ball knocked out of bounds. Ooh, Eliza knocks it out of bounds. I thought Fulbright might have tipped it, but Eliza definitely got a hand on it. Knocked it loose.
She traveled.
Fields works right. Throws it away, trying to throw it to Fulbright down low.
If we can just get them to get a little rattled, they don't handle the ball well at all.
Eliza in the game along with Harzma. Grove in the right corner with it. Out to Harzma. Got Alyssa McMullen and Scharf out there as well. Eliza wants to drive. Cut off. Knocked to the ground. Wow, it's a foul. I'm so impressed. It's amazing that we finally got a foul call. Incredible. I'm sitting here next to a veteran school administrator. There's another foul. Not called. Warriors get it back. Grove scores anyway. Grove was fouled. No call on it. She worked through that. Harzma got hers knocked away.
She was checked.
Yep. But Grove stuck with it. Warriors up by three. Yost off balance. No good.
Oh.
Ripped loose and jump ball.
Good news.
Yeah, that'll be Warriors ball. That was Scharf and Scariano getting tied up.
Sarah thought she got her third foul. Go back to Beasley.
Yeah, Dave Beasley and I sitting here. He's sitting next to me. Dave, a veteran administrator in the state of Oregon. Ron's in-law through kids getting married. Nice to have him here with us enjoying some Warrior basketball. Alyssa gets it to Grove. Finds nicely on the cut. Lays it up. No good. What a play, though, to even get that pass and shot off. Great cut by Eliza and Scharf with a dime. They skip it over to Fields on the right side, on the angle, back to Yost, down low, Fulbright, fakes, rolls, misses, Scariano gets the rebound and foul. That was a foul.
Yeah.
No box out. It was Harzma trying to get inside position on Scariano. Scariano's 6 feet tall.
She doesn't know who fouled.
It's Harzma. Harzma needs to own it right now.
They don't know.
It's on 11. God. No.
11.
The foul is on 11.
11. She knows I kept score for the first game. That's why she smiled at me. I think she would trust me.
They got it right. Harzma's first foul. Scariano to the line. Hits the first one.
Oh, boy. She
was almost over that line, Ron.
The line, man.
She's two out of two from the foul line. See how she does on this one. Watch that line, Ron. Watch that line.
The ref is, finally.
Yeah. Second one. Good also. They've missed three, but she's three out of three, and they're four out of seven as a team.
That's a foul.
Just pick the pocket there. That was Fields picking Eliza's pocket, and then loses it out of bounds.
No.
Oh, they're going to say it was off of Eliza. Well, no argument from Eliza.
There were two people kicking.
She must have realized it hit her foot last. Got that call right, I think. Vincent trying to inbound. Finally does the Fulbright pump fake. Drives, throws it off the glass and in. That's a tough shot. She's got six. You got to not even flinch. She pump fakes every time she has the ball. You don't even flinch from now on. Eliza swings it over to Alyssa at the Warrior head, going left to right in front of us. Popping out is Grove. Down to Eliza on the left wing. Starts to drive back out to Alyssa. Swings it to Grove on the right angle to Harzma in the corner. Harzma looking inside. Wraps a pass around. McMullen on the baseline. Got little mid-range. Hits it from about 12 feet. What a pass.
Great pass
by Harzma. My goodness. McMullen leading scorer with eight in the game. Grove almost had the steal. She anticipated that one. She had to cover a lot of ground to get out there. No ball fake by Vincent. That's kind of been our motto this game. They lob it into Fields on the right side. Down low. Fulbright working the baseline, knocked away by Grove through the feet and picked up by Harzma finally. It went through Sharp's legs. It lies up the right side. Hesitation. Reach and foul. That's right. Now we're getting some calls. I like this. They got away with a lot of stuff in the first half. Finally, we're starting to see some calls even out a little bit in this game. Second team foul on Santiam Christian. Field second as well. Harzma out to Grove. Grove fakes, drives, bounce pass to McMullen. 23-footer, no good. Sharp tips, that'll be a foul on her. That was over the back. Loose ball foul on Megan. That's her first, I think.
I think Jed will be happy to see her go to the boards. We did not do a very good job.
28-27 Amity. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Yost throws it ahead to Fulbright. Low post, drives on Sarah, off balance, throws it up and in. My goodness. He's got 8. And Yost with a steal going the other way, and she's going to take this one in, uncontested for the lay-in. Got to take care of, better care of the basketball up the sideline. Yost reading that, yep. So Yost is an experienced player. Eliza fakes, drives, leaves it for McMullen, out on top to Harzma. Harzma, they balance the floor up. Man-to-man defense.
Yeah, I see what
we're going to run a little weave here. A little four high. Eliza pops out. They used to run this all the time at the end of games when they had the lead. Yeah. And teams would try to extend. Eliza with it.
North Carolina and Duke used to run all the time, and then that's why we end up with a 30-second shot. College.
But you can run this a long time. It's very hard to defend.
Yeah.
In terms of actually forcing anything in terms of a turnover. And if you get out too far, you get back cut. Warriors content to run a little clock here and get a break on the floor. Eliza with it. Just a little three-man weave. Hooks a pass to Sharp. Finds Grove underneath. Grove, foul. There we go. That's going to be on Yost. Great back cut by Grove from the left wing. Cut that baseline across.
Got to make free throws now. They make theirs. We need to make ours.
First foul on Taylor Yost. Grove at the line. Misses the first foul shot. Into the game for the Warriors. Ellie McMullen and Adie Nisley. Adie comes in with 3 fouls. Got to be careful. 31-28. Warriors make it 31-29 as Grove hits the second one. She's got 5. 31-29. Warriors up 2, or down 2, excuse me. High, almost picked off by Liz McMullen out on top. Swing it back to Yost for 3. She likes that shot, misses it. Rebound, good rebound inside. Scary on her. They double her. Ball inside, knocked away. Eliza comes out of there with it, gets it to 80. 80, nobody up and running with her. She's going to run by herself. Spins back into traffic.
15.
And foul! Look at that! Reaching across. That's 3 on Fields. 31-29. Warriors down 2. That's the 4th team foul. The 3rd on Fields. That hurts them losing Fields. She'll probably only be out the rest of this quarter. 3:44 left to go in the 3rd. Alyssa gets it into Grove in the corner to 80. 80 fakes, drives, kicks it. Eliza. Eliza to McMullen on the wing. Now they swing it to Ellie. Way out on the left angle. To Alyssa on top. 3:30 and counting. Eliza pops out. They're running this little weave again. Go to Eliza down low. Backs it in. Back out to Grove for 3 from the angle. She missed everything on that one. She had her feet set and everything. That ball just did not come off her hand well. 3:16 left to go, third quarter. That's the first time I've seen us really run that weave this year, Ron. So good experience for the girls to do that. Warriors extend. Long pass ahead to Fulbright, to Scarion on the high post. They get it back out to Vincent. Yost on the wing, wants to drive, gets in deep. Nice bounce pass to Scariano for the lay-in.
She's the ball handler. You gotta stop her.
You gotta meet her a little sooner. They let her get in a little too deep. 4-point lead for Santiam Christian. Eliza with it way out on top. Yost has her staying inside the 3-point line. McMullen on the Warrior head. Ellie hits Grove popping out on top. To Eliza, fakes the 3. Tipped away by Yost. He's got long arms and great hands. Ellie with it. Looking for somebody to pop out. Finds Grove on the back cut.
Oh, she got
foul! That's right! Yost with the bump. Finally getting some calls. Didn't get any in the first half. They're starting to even up a little bit. Sandy M. Christian got away with a lot of physicality in the first half. Now it's coming back to bite them a little bit. The officials must have talked about it at halftime and realized they were letting too much go. That was a clear bump knocking Grove off of her path to the basket. Funny how Sandy M. Christian fans can't see that.
Well,
Grove misses it short.
I've been here for 30 years listening to them.
They haven't changed?
There's several people that usually, they're never wrong.
Well, I'm never wrong, Ron.
Man, we got
Grove misses a pair. McMullen tips, 80. Chases it down. Gets fouled a couple of times.
Oh, goodness gracious.
And then throws it off of Scariano out of bounds.
That's body to body.
80 frustrated.
Pushing her with her knee. And they're not going to call another foul on him now because coach is making a big deal about it.
Gotta get your friends to call some fouls. Out on top, Grove. Grove works left. Leaves it for McMullen on top. Hands it off to Eliza. Eliza. Ellie. 80 on the wing.
Oh!
80 finds Ellie underneath. They double her. Ball knocked away by Fields as they try to kick it back out. Fields didn't stay on the bench very long, Ron.
Nope, they can't.
They can't run without her. They ran. They went down the floor one time without her in the game, and it didn't work.
And defensively, they're pretty weak without her in there.
Grove to Ellie on the right angle. 80 popping out.
Go on her.
Get starts to drive. Backs her down. Turns the corner. Fouled by Fields. That's four on Fields. She is just in disbelief, Ron. She's in disbelief. She did. I mean, it was such an obvious foul. She just hip-checked her as she tried to go around her. Goodness. 1:51 left to go in the third quarter.
A strategic error on his part, I hope.
Lob into Grove. Grove up with the left hand. Misses the shot. And the rebound inside by Roth. Boy, that hurt the Warriors. Good move. Didn't make it work. They pass ahead in the corner. Yangchek with it. Out to Roth on top. Roth swings it to Yost. Drives. There's no help defense there. Lays it up and in. I don't know what happened on the rotation. Yost has 11.
We need to hit three.
6-point game. Alyssa with it on the wing. Out on top, Ellie swings it to 80. 80 thinks about the three, doesn't take it. Little drive, leaves it for Eliza, mid-range. Gets to the foul line, fouled! Yost with her second. All that aggressiveness, it's hard to turn it back off, Ron.
Yeah.
Once they start calling fouls like this in the first half, it would have been a different game. Eliza to the line to shoot two.
Free throws. Come on, girls. Curveball again.
Missed it. Warriors really hurting themselves at the foul line here. Eliza with 4 points. That's her first free throw of the night. The Warriors are two out of...
Probably eight.
No, one, two, three, four. Two out of six right now.
Come on.
Three out of seven. Eliza hits that one. Cuts the lead to five, 35-30. Vincent works up the left side.
Oh.
Blocking foul on 80. She didn't get across. That's the right call. That's her fourth. Got to get her out. That'll get Maya back in. So she'll be sitting for a while. That hurts.
Oh
wow.
I don't know
how you do that. But I guess you can go into the backcourt, so it doesn't matter. Vincent, Nybuehler in the corner. Scariano out on top. They shoot a three, miss everything on that one. Eliza with the rebound inside. Yost isn't in the game, right?
I know.
That's interesting. Yeah, just for a minute. Down low, Grove, back out to Harzma. McMullen, 23-footer out top. Ellie can't get it to go. Scariano with a rebound.
That's a good shot.
Yep, if Ellie can get on track from three-point range, it changes everything. Ball knocked away by Alyssa and out of bounds.
Eagles basketball.
35-30 in favor of SC right now. Warriors were up one at halftime. They've struggled offensively. Just 6 points this quarter for Amity. On top, Nybuehler gets it to Vincent. Vincent, a couple of ball fakes. Goes in the corner to Yencheck. Skips it out on top. Nybuehler down low. Blocked by Eliza.
Oh!
And then knocked out of... No! That's the wrong call! They missed that one. Missed that one. That was knocked out of bounds by Sandy M. Christian. They said it was off of Harzma, I think. They'll retain the ball with 24.5. Cross-court pass. Little runner, no good. Rebound inside, Scariano. Back out. Roth misses the jumper. Rebound. Eliza with 13 seconds. Brings it up the floor. 10.
Alyssa's got to get open.
Working to the right. Harzma with the drive. Bounce pass. Out. They get on top. Ellie for a deep three. Missed everything.
No legs.
7/10 of a second. Yep. That should have been the clock. It didn't. The clock should have buzzed, and there we go. Yeah, she stopped it. She thought it was out of bounds. They hadn't blown the whistle yet. After three, the Warriors trail 35-30 as we head to the fourth quarter. This is Warrior Basketball. KLYC McMinnville. Start of the fourth quarter here from Amity High School, 35-30. Amity trailing the Eagles of Sandy M. Christian by five. Warriors are in the bonus this fourth quarter, but I'm not sure that's a good thing.
These guys are feisty. They'll come back.
Vincent. They skip it over to Yost for three. Short. Long rebound. Harzma lets it go out of bounds. Warriors basketball. Boy, Yost didn't take any time coming off the bench to shoot. She had sat for 3 or 4 minutes. Well, maybe 3 minutes of real time.
Nobody else has made a three. She's their only three shooter.
You are correct. That is their only one. Back door. Eliza lays it up. And in! What a pass from Grove. Eliza Nisley has seven now in the game. Warriors cut it to three. There's a steal.
2-on-1.
Ahead to Nisley. Eliza takes it with the left hand and scores. What a beautiful left hand lay-in. She's got a 9. Timeout, Sandy Ann Christian. It's a 4-1, and listen to those Warrior fans. 7:23 left to go, fourth quarter. 35-34 SC.
There's a lot of good varsity boys that can't make that running left-handed high off the backboard shot that she just made, really.
Oh, that's a tough shot.
And that's not
her offhand.
It's her offhand.
Yeah.
Great shot.
She's going full speed.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. We're going to stay right here. Enjoy the pep band.
Directed by Casey Oyua. He's kind of upset with his little number 11. She hasn't been back in. Fulbright has been back in.
7:23 left to go, fourth quarter, 35-34. Warrior girls trailing the Eagles of Sandy M. Christian by one. 17 fouls on SC, 3 on the Warriors. But 80 Nisley on the bench with 4 fouls. 1-3-1 zone. Vincent skips it off the hands of Jenchek and out of bounds. She was trying to shoot before the defense got there and never caught it.
Wide open.
Yeah, it was the right pass. It was the right cut. She just knew the defense was going to come quick, and she got nervous. Harzma, high post. Kendall hands off to Harzma on the little come around the pick. Gets in deep. Oh, tried to feed Grove. Got knocked away. Jenchek with it up the side. Gets it ahead to Yost. That's where they want the ball. Yost out on top. Vincent swings it to Nybuehler. Nybuehler over to Jenchek. Yep, that was Eliza. Got a piece of that one. Challenge that jump shot. He's going to get her out. Maddie Fields coming back in with 4 fouls at the next dead ball. They can't play without Fields out there. They need both Fields and Yost on the floor to be competitive. Harzma out on top. Works to the right a little bit. Weaves her way through. Fed Grove knocked away. Grove gets it back out. Over to McMullen for three. Alyssa can't hit it. Yost with the rebound. Almost stepped out of bounds. Good defense by Eliza. Nybuehler with it. Over to Vincent.
Oh, travel.
Oh, might have got away with one there. In the corner, Yost. Back out. And McMullen a little bit late and fouls Nybuehler across the arm. Good attempt, though. It's only her second foul, I think.
Got to go for that.
And only the fourth team foul in the game for the half of the Warriors. So back into the game, Maddie Fields replaces Jenchek, the freshman. So now this is their best lineup. It's their starting lineup.
They still don't have Fulbright.
Vincent kicks it in the corner to Yost, goes baseline, wraps the pass around. The Warriors left Fields, and she gets the lay-in out of it. It's a great pass by Yost. Fields with 7. 3-point SC lead. See if we can get this tied up this time down the floor. Eliza gets it to Alyssa on top. McMullen backs it out. Working on Vincent. High post. Grove. DeHarzma on the wing. Works back towards the top of the key. Now swings it to Kendall. Down low, Grove. Back out to Kendall.
Oh.
Mid post, Eliza. Kendall fakes the three. Might have traveled. Out to Harzma. Good patience by the Warriors. Harzma probing, can't find anything. Back to Kendall. Swings it to Eliza. Eliza with a little starts to drive. Now finds Alyssa on top. Alyssa on the right angle. To Harzma. Harzma. Good patience to Kendall.
There's
the three.
There it is.
No, halfway down, wouldn't stay. Tipped out by Eliza. Alyssa for three. No good. And Yost with a rebound. Warriors with two great looks there. Yost, headed to Nibuler, gets it back. Swings it over to Vincent in the corner. Fields. Fields wants to drive. Lost the ball. Out of bounds off a Warriors foot. I saw somebody kick it.
She definitely traveled before.
No question about that.
She put the ball down.
Yeah. Ellie in for Maya. See if Ellie's got enough legs to get a shot.
Uh-oh.
Fields gets fouled by Grove. She's going to shoot two. Nice little lob in against that 2-3 zone. Lobbed it kind of right into the middle. I mean, they use their height advantage to their full effect there on that. 37-34, 4:47 left to go in the fourth quarter.
Oh,
Fields
man.
Short. That's her first miss from the foul line. She's one out of two. 80 coming in with her four fouls. Kendall out. Trying to make a run right here, Ron. This is your
speed,
Fab Five right here.
This is your speed squad.
Fields hits a second. It's a four-point game. She's got eight in the game, 38-34. Well, Harzma on the bench, so you don't have all your speed out there, but it's pretty good. You do have a little bit better shooting, maybe. In the corner, Eliza with it. Back to 80 on the wing. Drives, bounce pass down low, knocked away. Ball still loose, jump ball.
Our ball.
Warriors ball on the alternating possession. Warriors trying to force those bounce passes inside. Got to be patient. There's a lot of length out there for San Diego Christian.
Yeah, it's going to be tough if Grove does get the ball inside.
Warriors inbound to Grove. Fakes the shot out to Alyssa. Vincent's job is to stay close to Alyssa. Ellie for three. Short. 80 with the rebound. She's fouled. She got it up too quick. And San Diego Christian just reacting to the ball was all out of position and moving around, so they drew the foul. To the line, 80 to shoot two. That's the third on Scariano. 80 Nisely, freshman guard. First one, short. Boy, the Warriors just dying at the foul line tonight. Made three foul shots, missed three, four, five. So three out of eight tonight for the Warriors. Feels worse than that, Ron.
Yeah, just you gotta make some foul shots.
Second one, no good. Also gets her own rebound. Oh. Banks it up and in over the top of Yost. Yost complaining. And she flopped.
Yeah.
Couldn't get the call.
She did flop.
That's some speed there by 80. Incredible speed. And if you think 80's little charge is going to knock Yost down, give me a break. Yost is 30, 40 pounds heavier. Three-pointer missed. Yost with the rebound. Oh, and she was out of bounds. She didn't get back in bounds. You got to know the rules. Sit down, Mom.
Here comes Fulbright.
Fulbright back into the game. I'm thinking that's Yost's mom to my left here. Came flying out of her chair on that one, but her daughter was out of bounds and didn't get back in bounds with both feet before she touched the ball. Warriors down two with the ball. Eliza in the corner, almost fouled. Back to Grove. Grove fakes. Out to Alyssa for three. Be there. It's there! Alyssa McMullen! 11 points in the game. Buries a three. Warriors back on top, 39-38. Long pass ahead. Fields dumps it, tipped. Scariano gets it. There's a foul.
Yeah.
Is that on 80? Or is that, look at Grove trying to take it. It's on 80. That's her fifth. She's out. That'll get Maya back in. This is the luxury. Nice game, though. 80 Nisely brought
shooting.
The hustle.
She wasn't shooting.
It doesn't matter. It's 1-1. Oh, no, it's not 1-1.
She was not shooting. It's
That should be black ball out of bounds.
Black ball. The ref's right.
Yeah, she's got it right. Everybody else thought there was a shooting foul. She's not going to wait any longer. They inbound it. Knocked out of bounds by Alyssa. I like this female official, Ron.
She's good.
She puts up with nothing from these girls.
air ball.
Mid-range jumper missed by Fields. Maybe a hand on that ball. Okay. No foul called.
Right now, it'd be nice to run some time.
3:17 to go and counting. 39-38 Warriors.
Make them foul. There's a foul.
Eliza with a drive, bumped, leaves it for Ellie. Can't save it. She got bumped. No call.
Really bad.
Yep. But
we didn't have to drive in there.
No, that's the problem. You know, you're not going to always get the call, so you got to be smarter. There was no reason to attack that aggressively. Make them come out and give you some room to work.
One person
305.
To watch. Two persons to watch. Yost and Fields.
Yost knocked away and stolen by McMullen. That's a foul on Yost.
One and one.
Yeah! Going to the line will be Alyssa McMullen. She got the steal. One and one. Alyssa McMullen will go to the line. 3 minutes to go in this one, folks. It's 39-38.
Free throws, man. Free
as,
throws.
As advertised between these two teams, they're going to play again a week from Saturday, Ron.
I know. Yeah.
For the district title.
That'd go.
Almost for sure, right?
We should call her Ice.
Oh.
Instead of
Spunky?
Yeah, I
She's
like
got
Ice.
12 in the game.
I like Ice.
McMullen hits the first. She's got one more. Buries them both. Nothing but the bottom of the net, baby. Ah, I love that girl.
She made the steal.
Timeout on the floor. Warriors have taken the lead. 41-38. 2:59 left to go in the fourth quarter. 30-second timeout, so we're going to stay up.
Oh, he's got him sitting down.
Jed, it's a 30.
30. 2:59 left to go. The bench didn't know it was a 30. It's pretty loud in here when that timeout was called. Warriors have taken a three-point lead. They're in the double bonus the rest of the way. And Sandingham Christian in the single bonus.
When they get a little bit one person driven, like when Yost wants to take over, she makes some bad choices.
Well, most players do at this level, Ron.
And she dribbled right into Alyssa. Alyssa just
Help defense came there from Maya, too.
Alyssa just picked her clean.
Both McMullens, Harzma, Grove.
There she goes.
And Eliza on the floor. They dump it down. No, stolen by Grove! They tried to enter it to Scariano. Fields got picked. Warriors with the ball. 2:45 to go. Eliza with it. Backs out. Man-to-man defense. Almost lost it out of bounds. Gets it to Ellie. It's good to have that senior experience. Now she has her dribble back, gets it down low to Grove. No reason to force it out to Harzma. What a great move by Grove there. Tempting to go one-on-one, no reason to. Harzma crosses over. They try to switch on her. Now she drives, bounce pass to Grove. Lays it up. Got it! Foul! That's what I'm talking about, folks! Sarah Lynn Grove takes the assist from Harzma. Lays it up and in. Sophomore to sophomore, folks. 43-38, Warriors on top. 2:19 to go. Grove going to the line to shoot a free throw.
What was good about that is that Maya penetrated and drew the two people to her and then kicked to the open.
Grove buries a foul shot. Oh, all was right in Amity. 44-38. Sandingham Christian fans are pretty quiet right now. Yost drives, pulls up from the elbow, misses. Grove tips, chases it down. Gets it to Harzma. 2:08. You can feel it, folks. It's a six-point lead. Warriors with the ball. There's a bump.
That's
no
a
call.
A hand check.
Oh, they're going to call an offensive foul. Got that one wrong. 2 minutes to go. You got to shake this off. You got to shake it off right now if you're the Warriors. They got Harzma for that. She fell down in front of Harzma and tripped her. It's not a foul when you're when the other girl's laying on the ground and trips your feet. Poor call by the official, but no time to worry about it. You got a six-point lead with 2 minutes. They swing it to Yost. Yost
let her shoot.
Takes a dribble. Back over. Tip by McMullen.
Nobody else
they swing
shoot.
It.
Nobody else to shoot a three.
Drives. Pushes off a little bit. Gets away with it. Jencheck. Skip pass. They got it down low. Knocked away by Grove. Stolen by McMullen. She's fouled. That's right. That's going to put McMullen on the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be on number three, Nybuehler. McMullen was trying to gather the ball along the baseline after the loose ball, and Nybuehler hip-checked her out of bounds. Ellie McMullen to the line. Just 2 points tonight for Ellie, but what a great situation to have a senior who's a great foul shooter go to the line. 44-38 Warriors. McMullen will shoot two. First one. Misses that one. First time she's had a foul shot this year, I think, Ron.
Yeah, I think so.
One more coming for Ellie. Normally a fantastic foul shooter. She'll get back to it. She's still getting into game shape.
That only played for three games.
Buries the second one perfectly. 7-point Warrior lead. Timeout on the floor. Full timeout. Santa Ann Christian, it's 45-38 Warriors.
What have we scored? Oh,
it was 30.
Ahead?
Yeah, hold on. I'll give it to you. It was 35. It was 35-29 late in the third quarter.
Right.
So since then, it's a 16-3 run for the Warriors. How's that?
That's what I thought. Yeah,
we scored the last point of the third quarter to make it 35-30.
We've been talking about this for 2 years, that we're going to get a run sometime during the game.
Yeah. It's a full timeout on the floor. 1:42 left to go in the fourth quarter. 45-38. Amity on top by 7. So 10 team fouls on Santa Ana Christian, 7 of the Warriors. So the Warrior girls are shooting double bonus, 1-on-1 for SC. Go ahead, Ron.
Total scheme of things, they've got 12 total fouls for the game. We have 13.
No, we had 9 in the first half.
What? No, I thought it was 6-2 or 7-2.
No. They were in the bonus. It was either 8 or 9. It was at least 8-2, so it's 15-12 now. It's getting closer.
You're exactly right. It was 8-2.
There we go. They penetrate, kick.
Travel.
That's a travel! How do you not call the travel unless you step back into it? They kick it back out. Nybula for 3. She can't hit. Fields fouled and scores on just a heave.
Garbage.
Just absolute garbage.
She traveled on her...
She did. I cannot believe they didn't call the travel out there. She stepped back to the three-point line and didn't dribble.
Yeah, that would be...
It was a James Harden step
James
back.
James Harden step back, which they've outlawed the NBA.
Fields makes it a three-point play. That's huge for them. 45-41. Harzma with it. Harzma, a good foul shooter.
Timeout.
Gets it to Grove. Grove, you got to get it across. Timeout taken by Jed.
Timeout.
I think it's going to be a 30 if he has it. Full timeout. All right, we're going to take a quick break here. 1:21 left to go from Amity High School. We'll be right back on KLYC. Welcome back to Amity High School. The Warrior girls leading the Santa Ana Christian Eagles 45-41 in this 4-5 in the state rankings.
Checking back in for the Eagles.
I don't know where Jen Leppin is. She's texting me. I know she's on the other side of the gym somewhere. Making me crack up a little bit, Jen.
Well, I can't believe he took timeout and not going to guard it. Here we go. Yeah.
Well, the Warriors took the timeout.
I know, but...
Here we go. Eliza with it. They stack it up in front of her. She's just to our left. Gets it into Harzma. Harzma works off a little screen. Crosses over. Splits the defense. Gives it to Ellie on the left wing. Ellie on top to Eliza. Now here comes Alyssa to get the ball. Minute 10. I think they'd like Alyssa or Ellie shooting. It's going to be Harzma shooting as Nybuehler comes out and commits the foul. That was what they needed to do.
Yeah.
They had to get a foul. They tried to get the steal to get the 10-second call, then they didn't get it. Smart coach and Anthony Knox make sure that they know they're supposed to foul. He's getting his team ready for state too, Ron.
Oh, yeah. Get it.
Harzma buries the foul shot. 6 points in the game for Maya. Get Yenchek in, a shooter,
yeah,
who can hit a 3, and they get Scariano out. One more for Harzma.
Nope.
Misses that one. Grove with a rebound! Loses it out of bounds. All she had to do was hold on to the ball, though.
She got pushed by Fields.
But all she had to do was hold on to the ball, Ron.
Yep. Didn't have to dribble.
Yep. She tried to dribble out of there instead of just holding the ball and letting him foul
gotta
again.
Gotta find Yost. Gotta find.
Skip it over to Yost for 3. No good.
Fields
puts it back up and in. My goodness, she's tough on the Warriors. 50 seconds. 3-point Warrior lead.
Uh-oh.
Almost turned over. Eliza gets it. Hooks it over to Alyssa. Alyssa is fouled.
Fields.
She's out with 5.
That's a
strategic bad on their part because she's their best offensive player tonight. She'll foul out of the game. Great basketball player. Hustles. Plays hard at both ends of the floor.
Free throws. Bill Shawney.
You gotta make your free throws. That's right. Tribute to the Shawns. 46-43 Warriors. 44.6 seconds to go. McMullen will shoot 2. Alyssa's first one. rattles it home.
She was their best free throw shooter. They shot 1,000 free throws. She made 889 of them.
Yeah. You grew up with Sean Lee.
I did. He's my inspiration. Best ever. Oh, this is the second one. Halfway down.
No,
4-point game. Got to make him run some clock with 40 seconds.
Yost.
Goes behind her back. Cooks around. Swings it on the corner. Nybuehler gets it out to Yost. Misses the three. Grove with the rebound, and she's fouled.
He wants a foul.
Yeah, no. He wanted the jump ball. If you can't get the jump ball, then you get the foul. You don't want clock to run. 47-43, Amity, 30.1 seconds to go, and Sarah Lynn Grove will go to the line.
Yost just won? That was her foul?
Wow, I didn't know that. We weren't tracking her.
No, we weren't.
Well, now, I don't know how they're going to
score.
They got no Fields, no Yost. That's a death knell. He's going to call a time. No, he's not. Grove hits the first one. 5-point game.
Jed's got timeout.
Jed wants a timeout. If they make it, I think he's saying. If she makes it, I want a timeout. And he's going to get the timeout. Nope. Santiam Christian got the timeout instead. That's what he told Jed. He's like, they already called one as soon as this made. All right, Warriors up 49-43, 30 seconds to go. So if your coach knocks here, what you're really doing is you're not really thinking you're going to come back and win this game, probably. But it is a great opportunity to work on late game situations when you're behind, headed in, you know, to the, when you need a shot, what do you run?
Yeah.
And getting the girls to think about game situation and what to do and how to foul quickly and do all those things. This is important, actually, coaching, teaching time, isn't it, Ron?
It might be a little bit handicapped since they're two best players.
Yeah, it would help if you had Fields and Yost in the game.
Why? How did we miss Yost fourth?
I can't hear you. You got your mic down.
I said, how did we miss Yost fourth and fifth, or third, fourth foul?
Yeah, I don't know how that went wrong on us. Usually we're pretty close on that.
Aren't you tracking fouls?
I'm not tracking fouls.
Uh-oh. Neither am I. Oh.
That's okay.
You do need me for something.
Donna needs you more than I do, but, you
she
know. She knew. That's good. 30.1 seconds. Santiam Christian will bring the ball in the length of the floor.
She had 15 years of keeping score for me when I coached.
Nybuehler comes up, swings it to Vincent, over to Nybuehler, back to Vincent, to Yenchek. That's who they wanted to shoot, but they couldn't get the ball to her. It's down to 18 seconds. Just don't foul. Kick it out on the wing, out on top, to drive, foul. That's not a good foul.
Jed switched up. He put Sarah on the freshman girl and had Eliza on 11. He had his best defense.
Eliza picks up her third foul. You went really quiet on me. I'm not sure why. I don't know. At the line, though, is going to be Fulbright to shoot two. She misses the first one. She's 0 for 2 from the line. She and Yenchek both 0 for 2. Fields and Scariano combined 6 for 7. She gets the second one to bounce around and drop in.
Those rims.
Ellie pushes it up. She's fouled. That'll put Ellie on the line. 5-point game, putting McMullen on the line with 8.8. There's really no reason to have done that foul. You're not coming back. He's going to take a timeout, though. He's still working on late game situation. This is going to be a full timeout, I believe. And if it is, we'll take a quick break here so I can get a drink of water. Full timeout. All right. This is Scale YC McMinnville, home of Warrior Sports. Welcome back, Warrior fans. 8.8 seconds to go. 49-44 Warriors at the line. Ellie McMullen to shoot two. First one.
Oh.
Ah, misses it.
She's
just not quite in her game rhythm yet. It's a little frustrating, but this is preseason for her.
But it's a good, we want this for her.
Absolutely. She needs this game time. Gets the second one to roll in. Her legs just aren't quite there. She's got 4 in the game. It's a 6-point game again. Nybuehler swings it in the corner. There's a 3. It's good by Vanderhoof, but that's the game, folks. 50-47.
Warriors with a three-point win over the number five team in the state. It was a hard-fought one. Foul trouble plagued the Warriors early in the game, but the Warriors able to overcome that with their depth and self-discipline. And a heck of a game. These two teams are going to play again a week, probably. The Warriors are now going to be league champions. They are 11-0. They're going to play Jefferson on Saturday, but win or lose, that's a win for the Warriors. That's a league title for the Warriors, whether it's 11-1 or 12-0. That drops Santiam Christian to 9-2, and they've got one game left with Dayton on Saturday.
But nobody will be playing on Saturday night.
We're going to play at 5 o'clock Saturday, a week from tomorrow, at Central for the district title. We've got the regular season title wrapped up. The district title will come down to us, and Santiam Christian will play the third team, which I don't know if that's settled yet.
Well, five plays fourth, and
two plays three.
Yeah, and two plays three.
And right now, two is a tie between Jefferson and Taft at 5-5.
You mean three. Third place.
Yeah, third, yeah. Third four are tied at third. Jefferson is going to play Amity, so that should be a win for Amity. It's going to be at Jefferson on Saturday. And Taft has a game against, who do they have? Sio. So they'll get a win there. So it'll probably be Taft against Santiam Christian. That should be a blowout. I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
They beat Taft 47-21 the second time they played, and 56-30. So barring injuries or something weird, it's going to be Amity versus Santiam Christian on Saturday. And the Warrior boys coming on the floor. We're going to take a quick break. We'll have a little dead air for a minute while we reset this. You've been listening to Amity Warrior Basketball on KLYC McMinnville. Like I said, we're going to take a quick break. I'm going to do a little outro here, and we'll be back in just a couple of minutes to set up the boys' game. This is KLYC. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for joining us on this broadcast of Amity High School Sports. Be sure to listen next time, and remember, it's always a great day to be a Warrior. So long, everybody.